Hello, my fellow adventurer, and welcome to episode number 143 of the Travel Inspired Podcast. We are your host, Rob and Carrie Stewart, coming to you from the Creating Magic Vacation Studio in beautiful but pretty chilly Orlando, Florida.
Chilly is all relative to where you live and what you're used to, but Happy New Year to you and yours. And we have a crazy lineup of travel destinations all around the world to share with you in 2024.
And many that will absolutely inspire you to try a new cruise line or maybe visit a new destination maybe you didn't even know existed.
And what better way to kick off the new year? We did an amazing cruise on board Silver Sea, Silver Shadow, over Thanksgiving, and we can't wait to share this experience with you.
This is a cruise line we've been wanting to go on for probably 15 years, and we just never made it happen until this past year.
Yeah, even though we sold it to several of our clients, and they have always loved Silver Sea, they always come back and say they are ready to book their next one. And so the timing just seemed just absolutely perfect to kick off the new year talking about Silver Sea.
And I will say, it was the most luxurious cruise we've ever sailed on, and it really was all about the overall experience.
Now, the Silver Shadow ship was really nice. Even though it's one of their older ships, there is no way that you would really know it because it was beautiful.
And we really loved the onboard experience.
And it's no surprise that we were one of very few people on board where it was our first time sailing. And they had so many repeat clients. And we're not talking just like, oh, it's my second one. There were some that were like fifth, sixth, seventh, crazy.
I think someone on board got an award because they hit their 100th night at sea, which for any individual cruise line, that is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Now, they're known as ultra luxury, along with a couple other cruise lines, specifically Regent Seven Seas, Seabourn, and Crystal.
And joining that club would probably be the brand new, and this is kind of like a mega yacht, the Emerald Sakura. And that particular ship only has 100 passengers, so it's a little smaller.
They also have a helipad and a submarine, but hey, you know.
That was a really pretty ship that we actually got to see it in one of the ports, and they just had christened it like maybe a week later.
But this show is all about Silver Sea, of course. 12 ships with 51 suites on the smaller end of their fleet, and the maximum number of suites on the larger ships, 364 suites. But their destinations are literally all over the world.
And they are actually part of the Royal Caribbean International Cruise Brands. This is their high-end luxury division. Our experience, though, started as soon as we got to the port, which can always be kind of a stressful day when you're getting ready to get on a ship, is just getting checked in. And sometimes, depending upon the cruise line, there may be huge crowds and you want to make sure you have all your paperwork. And it's just like, oh, until I actually set foot on the ship, it can be stressful. We did not experience that.
We pretty much just walked right on. But yeah, the boarding was very fast and easy, no waiting in lines. And we get up to our suite and we're joined by our butler, who asked about our pillow choices and bathroom amenities.
Well, okay, this was one of the things that was kind of cool, though, is we did walk right on board and we didn't have to do that. Do we wait to get into our cabin situation? That didn't even happen. But yes, our butler was there and our cabin steward, the one cleaning our cabin, and they immediately greeted us and let us know what they would be doing for us.
I think here was my favorite part, at least at that point. Mr. and Mrs. Stewart, would you like us to unpack for you? Yes, please.
Yeah, and that was something that was kind of cool. We've never had somebody do that for us. We've stayed in butler category when we were at an all-inclusive, but we didn't take full advantage of those amenities.
We did not.
Yeah. But this time we were like, yes, we are going to take full advantage. So not only did he unpack for us, he hung everything up. One of the things I loved about the cabin was the walk-in closet. That was pretty darn cool.
And even though this was an older ship, it was built in 2001, it was refurbished in, I think, 2019. Just in time for the global shutdown. But we love small ship cruising with the butler. And there's something about this cruise where we instantly bonded with people because it's so small. You do see the same people.
Yeah, but then again, there were days at a time where we didn't even see our friend Heather or her friend that were on board, which was kind of funny because we'd see a lot of the same people. And after a couple days on board, I was like, we have not seen Heather.
And I can say that's because of two words. Room and service.
Yeah, I know.
Room
they were really service. Enjoying that on the first sea day.
The other guests were definitely well-traveled, and we really liked that. again, I was surprised at how few people said it was their first Silver Sea cruise. It seemed like everyone had sailed on them before, and now we see why.
Yeah, so keep this in mind. It is a small ship. There were only about 390 people on board, and there are just over 300 crew members. So almost, not quite a one-to-one ratio, but pretty darn close. It felt like one-to-one, though, to me.
It did. So we have a special thank you for our butler. His name is Shijo.
And then Stefan, who was the awesome future crew sales manager. And he even helped us book a few clients while we were on board, because if you are on board, you can do a future cruise booking and you get some extra perks. So that was kind of cool. Very knowledgeable, though.
Another superstar, his name is Kamara. He likes to go by Cam, and he was our bartender extraordinaire.
Yes, he was a very good bartender. And then we had Jerome in the restaurant, and he got us reservations for the Italian meal at precisely 8:31. That became like a little joke.
It became
with
an
him.
Inside joke. Mr. Stewart, your reservation is for 5:31 or 8:30. It was always one.
It was always one.
That became a running joke.
But it was fun, though, because they really do take the effort to get to know you, because here's their little secret. They have an iPad. And so if they ask you your room number up until when they get to know you, they actually see your picture and your name. So they know exactly who they're talking to.
Another huge thank you to Eamon. He helped us get a reservation for the Hot Rocks restaurant, not once, but twice. So at night, they transform a part of the pool area to a special dining experience that I have to admit we didn't know much about until we were on board. And what was really cool about it is they bring a 400-degree rock, and then whatever you chose to eat, of course, both times we got the filet. And the second time, we had Heather and Jenny join us, and it was just a really, really good experience. I didn't know that right after dinner, we'd be in the front row for all the dancing and whatever else the party theme was for that night.
Yeah, because they definitely had some entertainment on board. It's light in the entertainment area, but that's part of what I kind of liked about the experience. If we wanted to go a show at night, we could, but that wasn't a big thing. One of the highlights, though, was Denise, as long as we're talking about crew members. And she was an international hostess on board, and she is from Italy. She even ended up going on the zip line tour with us.
Matter of fact, I think she was almost first in line for the zip line.
I think so. Yeah, we actually went and did an Italian class with her. So she was doing that. That was part of her job. But she had a really great story, and this is why we love to talk to people while we're on board. She is a recent graduate. She has her master's in tourism. I think it was luxury tourism. And she said she fell in love with cruising because her grandparents would take her on cruises in the Mediterranean. She said she had been on MSC, she had been on Costa cruises. And she remembers meeting a cruise director, and she's like, I would love that job. So she kind of started pursuing that direction. So I think it's really cool what you can get inspired to do just by traveling the world. So when she was young, that's what she decided she wanted to do.
So for those of you looking to give your kids or grandkids inspiration on a possible future career, take them on a cruise. They might just fell in love like Denise did, because she said she loved the cruise directors and always thought it'd be a fun job.
And the same thing with our bartender, Cam. So he was new on board. He had just, I think, boarded the same time we did, or was he back in Quebec? Could have been one before, but
either way,
he was new, but this was his first cruise line, his first contract. And when we asked him, we're just like, well, what made you want to travel? He said, I wanted to see the world before I started having a family. And a cruise just seemed like a perfect fit because, you know, Silver Sea does cruise all over the world. So I think that's really cool. I love the reasons why some of these crew members get on board a ship.
We even met a couple who was cruising. They were named Lucky and Judy, and they were on what's called a back-to-back cruise. So they came down on the cruise before us that sailed from Quebec down the eastern seaboard of the U.S. Here was the interesting part. They have been married for 61 years, and they did not even get off the ship on either of the cruises in any of the ports. And that shows how amazing the onboard experience and the staff really are.
And they said that they chose this because the ship was the destination.
It was, yes.
And that is a big thing, though. But also on a back-to-back were the two Richards. And so they had also gotten on board in Quebec. And so they were there for, I'm thinking, you know, 25 nights. What a cool cruise experience. They were super fun and had lots of pro tips for us.
And then another couple we met from the Dallas area, Michelle and Ray. And this is, again, where meeting people on board on the luxury cruise like this is so much fun. They're very much into the pickleball community and said, we want to put together a group pickleball cruise. I was like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, and what's kind of funny, though, is a lot of people have these preconceived notions about the passengers on Silver Sea are going to be just really old, and you know, there's not going to be a lot of energy on board. The answer to that is no, that's not true. There were A few kids, not a lot though, because you're not going to get a lot of kids on Silver Sea, but there was a pretty good variety of ages. And so don't let that deter you, because you will meet some of the most interesting people. I remember we were at breakfast and there was a couple from Australia on the West Coast. Can't remember the name of it. It starts with a P. Perth. Perth is what
yes,
it is.
Yes, Perth, yes.
And so we were talking, and I jokingly said, so do you guys eat Vegemite out there? And that became a thing.
If you don't know what that is, there's a song by Men at Work. It's with the Land Down Under. And in the lyrics, it's, you know, he smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
I never have ever seen it or really heard anything about it other than in the song. And they had a jar of it sitting in the cafeteria area.
Yeah, so of course I had to try it. When am I ever going to try Vegemite?
That was a one and done.
That was a one and done for me. This cute couple sitting next to us, the husband said, I had it once 50 years ago. I will never have it again. And again, they're from Australia. The wife says, well, I've had it before. I'll try it with you because you wouldn't have any of it with me.
You are correct.
You are no fun. I did try it. It was awful. But our friend, she had it like, she put butter and then put that down. And she was just like, I think it's great. So anyway, it was fun though. These are some of the fun people you meet on board.
And of course, many, many more that we either forgot to write your names down or we can't find them. But yeah, it was, the experience on board was incredible. Because when we go on vacation, we love meeting people from all around the world. On this particular cruise, most people were from the U.S. It was a cruise over, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday.
Here was our itinerary. This was a 9-night sailing. We only had 4 port stops. We chose this because it was over Thanksgiving and we wanted to experience more of the ship and have less port stops. With Silver Sea, excursions are included. There's at least 1 or 2 in each port that are included. There are a few you can do a little upcharge for, which makes a Silver Sea cruise a really good value. But on our cruise, we had 4 port stops. We did San Juan on Thanksgiving.
And that was fun because we did a tour and then we stopped at one of the only places open and had a drink and something to eat and watched The World's Strongest Man.
I know. Well, competition. This is a good tip though, is if you are traveling on like a U.S. holiday like Thanksgiving and you're going to a U.S. port, which San Juan is considered a U.S. territory, it is very possible everything will be shut down. And the same thing happens at Christmas time. So kind of keep that in mind if any of your port stops fall on a major holiday.
The very next day we went to St. Bart's, and that's where you're going to see like the mega yachts, the playground of the rich.
Yeah, I think Below Deck.
I mean, I cannot believe the stores they had there. I mean, every luxury brand.
And we're talking luxury. Yeah.
And I wasn't feeling that well because the tender, because you can't dock, even as small as this ship is. There's no dock there. So they took us over in a tender that was just rock all get out.
It was crazy.
And then going from that, we did the little submarine excursion. I'm like, I don't feel too good.
Yeah, it was probably a little bit much. But this was a beautiful port. I think next time if I go, I would definitely book like a beach excursion or something to see a little bit more of the island. And then we went to Antigua. And this is where we did the zip lining. We have a fun video up on our YouTube channel with that. In Antigua, I don't think they invest in their roads.
And this is where we kind of had a little kind of a contest. We were talking to Denise, who came with us, you know, we were doing zip lining. And we were saying, okay, which was worse? The tender when we were in St. Bart or the van we rode in to get to the zip lining excursion that literally, I think it was metal on metal. I don't think there had shocks at all. And it was, the roads were terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty, pretty crazy. We did survive though. And I kind of think the van was worse than the tender.
It was,
the tender was bad though. Cause yeah, that was pretty crazy. The next day though, it was calm seas and we went to Joost Van Dyke and we've never been there before.
It's someplace we have heard a lot about.
Again, you have to be on a smaller ship in order to go there.
And we just did it was a tour of just the area, and there was like the island where they filmed the intro to Gilligan's Island.
Yep.
Which was really cool.
And then we could see like where the Caribbean Sea met the Atlantic Ocean. And it was pretty cool. It was beautiful.
There were probably 100 people on this. It was like a catamaran kind of thing. And this is where we learned the difference between regular rum and cane rum. I will say the rum probably made this a little more fun than normal.
Definitely did.
So basically all of our 4 port stops were right in a row. So we did 3 nights at sea, 4 port stops, and then 2 more sea days on the way back.
And the big difference, though, is when you are in a small ship, it's where you dock and the ports that you can get to. San Juan was totally typical, but the other ones were definitely designed for smaller ships and yachts, which also means there weren't a gazillion people in port with you. Like when you go to like Cozumel, it gets like that, or some of the, like,
you have a couple thousand people on multiple ships coming off.
And that made it super nice.
And St. Barts, again, we said that's where the mega yachts, and these are like the mega yachts and super yachts that you see on the TV show Below Deck.
Yeah. And in fact, I was following them on Instagram and they were just there, I think last week. I'm like, we were right there.
Small ship cruising to us, I think if we would define it, would be definitely 500 people or less, 500 being on the bigger side of small ship cruising.
And when it does come to this type of cruising, most of the options that you get to pick from are going to be all-inclusive, but you got to be a little careful about what is included in all-inclusive. We've done small all-inclusives before. Silver Sea, I felt, is truly all-inclusive. And the only exception is they did have a specialty restaurant on board called La Dame. And the two Richards actually had a bad experience there, and we were on a wait list. And so I was like, oh, maybe we don't need to. But this would have been like $60 per person upcharge. I think if we would have looked at the menu a little closer, we would have known this wasn't our food style.
Yeah, we're not the whole French cuisine type of people.
Yeah, but if you are, you probably should try it.
So yeah, being truly all-inclusive, we spent almost nothing. We did get a Silver Sea hat and visor as souvenirs, and something we do every time we go to a new place. We got a magnet, a refrigerator magnet, in the ports we had not been to, St. Barts and Antigua. We didn't get a Jost Van Dyke magnet because of timing. As soon as the tender got there, we jumped right on that boat, and then it was boarding time when we got done with that excursion. But we need to go back there to visit Foxy's and the Soggy Dollar, which are apparently very popular. Everybody was talking about those two places. I think the all aboard time was like 1:30 maybe, and so we weren't there that long. But that's the thing about traveling. You find out some really cool things and you didn't get to do them. It makes you want to go back.
Yeah, and so other than our train ride to get to and from the port from Orlando, we spent under just $100 on this cruise, which is not bad for 9 days. Because sometimes when you get off the boat and they give you your final receipt, you're like, whoa, I kind of went out of control. Not here, because so many things were included. And what was nice is if you have particular beverage choices, for the most part, they had everything there. And you don't need to worry about, okay, if I get the Grey Goose, is that going to cost me more? And everything that they had, you never would have to shell out.
And like we mentioned, we did do a top five favorite things about sailing with Silver Sea. But here's a few more things we'll add. It's also why they have one of the highest repeat guest percentages in the entire industry. It's not just the destinations. It was really about the journey, the onboard experience. And I think that might sound obvious with all the huge, giant ships that have ice skating rinks and bowling alleys and rock climbing walls and multiple pools. On Silver Sea, it's just a very laid-back atmosphere with very, very few kids.
But one thing that was pretty amusing is that a few people would be up at like 7 a.m. We did catch a few people, because we like to get up early, walking around, getting their exercise in. But a few more that would constantly save their seat by the pool. This was pretty funny, because they would save it with a book and a towel. And it was always the same people.
Apparently, they did not finish the book.
No, they never. In fact, whenever I walked by them and they were actually there, they were reading off their iPad. So they weren't even reading those books. I mean, we never had an issue getting a chair, although we did sit at the bar most of the time.
Well, because that's the best place for meeting new people and having really good conversations.
Yeah. And then plus it was covered and you didn't have to worry about getting a sunburn, right?
So second, the service, you know, not just our personal butler, but the entire crew. They are very well trained for sure.
Yeah. And what I thought was kind of nice was whenever we'd go to the buffet, whether it was at breakfast or at lunch, because we actually liked that more just to have the different food options. I tried some congee, which apparently is something quite popular in India. It's kind of like a rice cereal type thing, and then you put different sauces on it. It was really, really good.
I know, I'm looking at your face lighting up when you're talking about it.
They would offer to carry your plate from the buffet to your table. If you wanted them to go and get your plate filled up from the buffet, they would do that.
Something I really didn't realize until one of the last days is, because I would usually, you know, wear a ball cap to breakfast, and I didn't realize you're not, men or women, they don't want you to wear a baseball hat. You can wear a sombrero for all they care, but baseball hats. But other than that, I mean, yeah, I mean, the staff, and they really do get to know you. Now, here's our pro tip overall. Pack light. We overpacked because we didn't know what to expect. So learn from us. But I will say that Shijo, our butler, even cleaned our luggage, which I was like, you gotta be kidding. He cleaned our luggage. And before the two formal nights, he made sure my shoes were shined and in the little shoe mitts they provided.
Yeah, because on our cruise, free laundry was included. It was the self-serve laundry, and they had machines right on the deck that we happen to be on.
There was even a TV in the laundry room. There's only like three washers and three dryers.
Our little tip, though, is bring dryer sheets from home. They did have the soap, so that wasn't a problem. But they also have onboard laundering services or dry cleaning, so you can send, like we sent some of your shirts out to be pressed.
Yes, we did.
The service on board, though, in general, is really, really good. And just one other thing I want to say about the dining is they have great room service that is 24 hours a day. And I know that our travel agent, Heather, who was with us, she had room service served every single day for breakfast in her cabin because she likes to wake up, do her, you know, just morning routine, but just relax in the room. And she said that that was like the highlight for her. And it was funny because when we got home, we had been talking later. I was just like, oh man, the coffee on board was so good. I was like, I miss their coffee.
I think it was Illy was the brand.
It was, but it was like at breakfast, it couldn't even get down like a quarter of an inch. And they'd come and they'd re-pour. It was so good. I miss the service so much.
Another funny thing is on the second of, there were two formal nights on this. I brought my tuxedo and I brought a dinner jacket as well. On the second formal night, which was the second, I think, or second or third to the last night of the cruise when we were coming back to Fort Lauderdale, we had been relaxing at the pool. I'm like, you know, I really don't feel like getting dressed up for dinner again. And so we had a beautiful dinner sent to the room, filet mignon, mashed potatoes, and everything.
So good.
It was, I mean, yeah, the food, the steaks on board were amazing. We may have had filet a few more times.
Like well, we didn't have it too many times. Yeah. But that is one thing that is a part of this cruise experience is that they are upscale and they still have the formal dining nights. And depending upon the length of your cruise, you could have one, two, maybe even three or more. And it is, you must wear a tie for the men. And it on other nights, if you're just like walking around in the indoor areas, the men had to be wearing a jacket. There is that little formality that I think is kind of fun.
That's where they get formal from, formality.
They've lost that on a lot of the other cruise ships. But if you like dressing up and like just, you know, kind of upping your game for the dinners, this is the right place to do it.
For the men, if you didn't have a jacket or tie, they would give you one. And that's really the difference with the big cruise ships. They might say, okay, tonight's a formal night. And it just really means they have more photographers out. But you're still going to see people show up in, you know, shorts and a t-shirt and flip-flops to dinner. Here, everybody that went to the formal night was dressed very nicely. And again, back to the truly all-inclusive nature, our refrigerator was stocked multiple times a day, including a full bottle of vodka. In this case, it was Absolut, which was very nice, and a few beers for me.
I know. Had I realized, I would have requested Grey Goose, but that's fine. Okay. It was fine.
Even though the pool bar was not even a 30-second walk from our suite, we picked this suite. I talked to someone at Silver Sea, and I said, okay, this is your first time going. Where would you? And she picked our cabin. I think it was 823. There were three cabins between us and the door to go out to the pool area. So we're on that same, the pool deck. So fantastic location.
And also included are the gratuities. And so sometimes for some people, they're like, oh, you know, do we have to tip extra? On Silver Sea, everything's included. Although we did kind of tip anyway with certain crew members that were taking extra good care of us.
And like we mentioned, there was at least one, if not two, free excursions in every port. Again, included. All of these things add up that if you're on a ship that is not all-inclusive, your tips will be automatically added to your bill. You pay for the excursions. Again, these things add up. Another thing I thought this was very interesting, we knew this up front, is they bring on people that are guest lecturers. On our cruise, it was former White House correspondent Ken Walsh, and he spoke a couple of different times. I actually still have the daily itineraries that I brought home just to make sure I got his name right. It was very cool to hear his experience of working in the White House that he covered since like 1986.
And I think this is very typical for the level of speaker that you can expect with Silver Sea. And sometimes it, depending upon what destination you're going to or which part of the world you're in, they'll kind of rotate them around. But we were pleasantly surprised. It was kind of fun. We learned about a lot of kind of his experiences firsthand. And of course, he then makes himself available during the cruise if you want to go and talk with him.
And all the different presidents he worked with. Yeah, it was
very interesting.
He also has several books out. So he's a published author.
And speaking of books, this was one of the best libraries that I have seen on a cruise ship.
That was impressive. And we know for a fact that that library grew by two books because we left two of our
we did leave just two of our
water
books
that we wrote. Gosh,
I wonder if they found them.
I'm sure they're still there.
We will see. Overall, though, we loved our experience on the Silver Shadow in the Caribbean. And I really, for our next Silver Sea cruise, I want to go to a more international area.
Like the Mediterranean.
Or maybe even something like around South America. They have expedition cruises. I wouldn't mind trying them in Alaska. We just did one last summer, so we may have to wait on that one. But there are so many great destinations that they travel. And we're in this forum with a whole bunch of other previous Silver Sea cruisers, and it's fun to hear what everybody loves on all the different ships. Our next goal is to get on another one of these cruises.
Absolutely. I not only want to go on a cruise, but I would recommend this to anybody who enjoys cruising. So thanks again for listening to the newly reimagined travel-inspired podcast. Join us next time as we talk about all-inclusive resorts in the Caribbean and what are some of the most popular destinations and which ones will be more off the beaten path.
And if you do want to check out our videos about this cruise, head on over to our YouTube channel. We will have that in the show description. And if you would like to figure out a new way to decide which destinations you or your kids or family may want to travel in the future, or what inspires you to travel, we put together a fun worksheet. It's kind of a different way to think about planning a vacation. So head on over to travelinspired.world for a free download.
Yes, .world, not .com. If you'd like some help planning your next adventure, please head on over to creatingmagicvacations.com and complete the plan a vacation form.
Embark on your next travel adventure with us, where every episode is a journey and every destination is an inspiration.
Until next time, happy travels.